Here's a thought about provenance information. And for those of you who aren't familiar with that term, it's basically a way for historians or collectors in the future to look back and say, is this a genuine piece of work? And what has been its path to get from the creator, us, the photographer, into the hands of the collector or whoever might want to have such information about the history of your work? Now, of course, the chances of our work becoming collectible and highly sought after are probably pretty slim. But just in case, we should think about including provenance information with our prints simply because there's no reason not to, other than it takes a little bit of effort on your part. But who knows what might be valuable to someone someday down the future? Maybe it's just your offspring or their offspring who want to know more about an individual print and want to trace its history. So including provenance information is a pretty good idea, I think. So what's included in provenance information? Well, there's a whole bunch of stuff that you can put in there that might be useful for people, like when you captured the image, where you captured the image, when you printed the image, and now in the days of computers, maybe when you finished processing the image, which could be a different date than the date it was printed. There are even cases I've seen where photographers include the camera, the lens, and you know some of that technical setting, although that's not very commonly included. And then again, there's the purpose for why you made the print. Was this made to be included in an exhibition in a gallery, or was it a private sale, and who was the sale to? That's the kind of information that historians and collectors want to be able to trace back. They're looking for a connection between you, the creator, and the completed art object that they're examining. So why not include all that information with your prints? Well, sometimes it can be kind of a challenge to figure out how you're going to include all that information. Some people just turn the print over and write on the back side of it with a pencil or something all of that information that they want, but that's a lot of writing and you have to remember what's going to go in and etc. So I use a different method. I put it on the front of the paper in the layout of the print that I make. So let's say I'm printing an 11 by 14 sheet of paper. The actual image might only be 8 inches by 10 inches, and that leaves me a generous margin all the way around where I can include such information. And since I'm printing digitally, I just include that in the layout that goes to the printer. So I don't have to handwrite anything other than maybe the edition number, if it's a limited edition or some such thing. The number of the print, if this is a limited edition, I have to handwrite that. And of course, I want my signature, but the signature is not really a part of the provenance information. It's more a part of the artwork and usually goes up near the image itself. The provenance information, where, when, dates, times, etc., in my case, goes on the bottom of the print, along the bottom edge, so that it doesn't interfere with someone who wants to mat and frame that image and put it on the wall. That provenance information may not be important to be viewed there, but still, by putting it on the paper that the image is printed on, it'll never get separated. And it works for me, although the more common method, I have to admit, is when people put all the provenance information on a separate piece of paper, and that goes in with the print somehow. It's either, maybe it's taped to the back of the mat board or in an envelope that goes with the print. But that always seems high risk to me that the paper gets lost and separated from the image, and so why not include them all together? With things like blurb books or handmade chapbooks or folios, it's common to include what's called a colophon page that has all of that information. And in addition to sort of normal photographic provenance information, in the world of fine art bookmaking, they always include the paper that was used, the typography fonts that were used, any special techniques, things that go into the construction and the making of a book or, as I say in my case, a folio or a handmade artist books. I think there's one other reason why including provenance information is important, because it communicates in not so subtly a way that this is a finished piece of work that you are proud of, that you are sending out into the world with comfort because it expresses your artistic intentions as well as can possibly be. So it's like putting a period to the end of a sentence. It communicates that you're done and you're happy with it. And I think that's an important element of including provenance information on all of your prints, books, even PDFs. Any media has the ability to include provenance information, not the least of which, of course, is the metadata of your images itself, so that if anybody looks at the digital file, all the provenance information, dates, and copyright information and all that is included in the metadata. An important part, I think, of being an artist, especially if someone in the future cares about what you did.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.